because next week we have the usual annual Fisheries Council and the Commission's proposals, which have been out for the last couple of weeks, are basically have some very large cuts in stocks that are of key interest to us. For example, in the northwest, we have a very large haddock cost of 45%, which is very difficult to understand, given that we got a 30% increase last year. So that's going to be one critical one. We also have a very large reduction on the on some of the whitefish species down in the Celtic Sea. And our second most economic stock, which is prawns or Dublin Bay prawns, there's a 9% cut when the science is actually advocating a 9% increase.
These are proposals and there are negotiations. Minister Creed, Michael Creed, heading over to head those negotiations, presumably. Do you have confidence that this man can get a deal good for Irish fishermen?
Well, I think we have met him on, we've already met him twice in relation to this, and we'll be meeting him again on Sunday night. I think he fully understands that the Commission's proposals are one-dimensional in that they only take the scientific advice into play, whereas under the new Common Fisheries Policy, as well as taking the sustainability of the stock, they're also meant to take the socio-economic aspects into account. And the Minister is fully aware and of these, and we do expect that a large number of these cuts will either be eliminated, and in the case of prawns, we're actually expecting an increase rather than a decrease. And we have some confidence that he does understand, even though he's new to the brief, that he does understand the implications for the Irish seafood sector.